Utility Meets Creativity, in the newest traveling exhibition to visit the Sonoma County Museum. Titled Tools as Art, the lighthearted collection is both diverse and engaging, says Cynthia Conway, the museum's curator of education.
This is one of the rare exhibitions where the subject is also its medium most of the time. Having works that are so diverse in form and function, having works that depict tools via watercolor or silkscreen, and then having in the same exhibition works that are kinetic sculptures or assemblage art is very appealing. There's such a variety within the pieces that create something for everyone, because everyone can relate to the use and form and functions of tools, and everyone has used a tool in their life. It's a celebration, I believe, of historical tools, current tools, and then also pieces and parts of tools and how they can be beautiful.
Like much good art, adds Eric Stanley, the chief curator at the museum, the exhibit encourages viewers to see common objects in a different light.
You notice the lines on things or the ingenuity involved in creating certain tools. You can find inspiration in all of those types of things, just seemingly mundane items.
The 40-odd works on display are part of a much bigger collection, says Stanley, a unique one that reflects the personal interest of a single man.
The collection was built by John Heckinger, who made his fortune with his family's hardware stores. He noticed some resonance between the tools and the things that he had in his stores and artwork, and he started collecting things in the 60s. And I think the timing had a lot to do with his light bulb moment, because it was, you know, right at the time when you sort of had pop art getting underway and the new realism that took everyday objects and was turning them into artwork.
The traveling exhibit, which opens here this weekend, is based in Washington, D.C., but Stanley sees it as a good fit for Sonoma County.
We thought this collection was very accessible. It's kind of lively. It's colorful. And I think this is a good area for it. There are a lot of craftspeople and people who are doing things along the lines of pop art and assemblage. And so a tool art collection made sense in terms of the audience and the artistic community here. Also, just generally, I think it's a show that kids will like. A lot of playfulness, a lot of humor, and a lot of metaphor and puns in a lot of the work.
So it's natural that Conway is getting ready to host a parade of young visitors during the show's three-month visit.
It has a lot of playfulness to it. We have a lot of tours that have already booked because there's such a fun, almost humorous aspect to the art that pokes fun and has a parody about everyday life that is truly appealing to young children.
There's a lot to like in the Tools as Art exhibition, but Conway notes that one large work in particular is a standout attention grabber.
On the School of Fishes piece by Armand, truly, if you're looking at the other end of the room and you look at it and you look close and you see that there are an enormous number of vice grips that have been assembled together, to be able to create the illusion of a school of fish with vice grips, I think is an incredibly intriguing concept.
The exhibit runs through June 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.